You didn't cause the storm. The storm is not your fault. It's not like Peter went in the wrong direction. It's not like this guy knew that this guy was going to pass out on the plane. You did not cause the storm. So stop allowing that voice to accuse you, because Satan is an accuser of the brother. And he will say, you brought this on yourself. You're a fool. You shouldn't have never done it. You must have lost your mind. What is it about you that made you think you could do something that big? You must be crazy. You must know storms come to everybody. Anointed people, saved people, unsaved people, backslidden people, whorish people, straight people, gay people, cute people, ugly people, fat, bow-legged people, everybody has storms. What made you think that you would be exempt from going through storms? Everything that I know about God that matters, I learned it not in a concordance, not even in a scripture. I learned it all in a storm. I learned it all on the cliff, on the edge of the cliff, about to die, so sick I could throw up, and wondering if I would live to see another day. Everything I learned about God that mattered came through a crisis, not a promotion, not an advancement, not a check in the mail, not the accolades of men. That don't teach you jack. Going through sickness and pain and chaos and trouble and heartbreak and disgrace and embarrassment and frustration and humiliation and depression and grief unbearable. Everything I ever learned about the Lord is my shepherd. I learned it in a storm. I learned it in a fight. I learned it in a crisis. I learned it when the odds were against me. I learned it while they were talking about me like a dog. I learned it while they were rolling their eyes. I learned it while they were blogging about me. I learned it while they were lying on me. Who am I preaching to? And the word of the Lord is to stay steady in the storm. Don't back up, don't give in, don't give up, don't retreat, don't run from people, don't worry about what they think. Their opinion is not your victory. Changing their mind is not the crown that you're going to wear. People gonna think whatever they gonna think. People gonna say whatever they're going to say. Don't be distracted into trying to manage a storm that wasn't yours in the first place. What you have to do, this is a little bit I've learned, is to be steady in the storm. And I ask myself when I read the text, I say, when they woke up Jesus didn't just rebuke the winds and waves, he rebuked Peter. I said, well now, Lord, wait a minute. What did Peter do wrong? You told us to pray without ceasing. You were asleep. All Peter did was wake you up. What did Peter do wrong that made Jesus rebuke Peter? Number one, Peter forgot the power of his presence. Peter was addicted to Christ's performance and not his presence. Had Peter recognized the power of his presence, he would have known that the storm was lying, because there was no way that Jesus could be drowned. Not the one who said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The very fact that Jesus is still with you is a sign that the storm is a lie. I don't know how you're gonna make it out. I don't know whether you're gonna float out on pieces. I don't know if you're gonna float out on a raft. I don't know if you're coming out on a boat, but as long as you got your anointing, baby, when all is said and done, the presence of God is enough to take you through anything. Hallelujah. at your neighbor and say, Jesus is on the boat. The other thing that Peter did wrong, Peter is in charge. And Peter became hysterical and he started acting like he wasn't in charge of what he was in charge of. And what God wanted Peter to learn was how to be steady in the storm. You gotta be steady in the storm. You can't be a leader if you're not steady in the storm. You can't run and hide and be a leader. You gotta be steady in the storm. Tears may be running down your face, but you gotta hold on to that wheel. You'll never get out if you let go of the wheel. And by the way, the storm ain't that bad. There was water in the boat, but it wasn't enough water to wake up Jesus, and Jesus was asleep in the bottom of the boat. So if the storm had been that bad, how come the water didn't wake up Jesus? But the enemy has a way of amplifying trouble in your mind to make you think that it's worse than it really is, and you panic because the devil knows his storm can't take you out. It's your fear that's gonna take you out. And what God is trying to teach you to do, I'm talking to somebody, I don't know who it is, but God is saying, be steady. All hell is breaking loose. Be steady. Your emotions are all over the place. Be steady. Your enemies are everywhere. Be steady. You gotta be steady in the storm. You gotta be steady when they like you. You gotta be steady when they don't like you. You gotta be steady when they're saying Hosanna. You gotta be steady when they say crucify. You gotta be steady at the wedding. You gotta be steady at the funeral. You gotta be steady when things are up. You gotta be steady when things are down. Don't take your hand off that wheel, come hell or high water. Hold on to the wheel and keep on aiming for the other side. Keep aiming for the other side. Keep your eyes on where you're trying to go and aim for the other side. The third thing Peter did wrong is he failed to believe that he had what it takes to get through what he was facing. The fact that Jesus rebuked him for waking him up means I equipped you with enough stuff to make it through this storm. This was not a storm for me to rebuke. This was a storm for you to rebuke. And you are asking me to do what I have called you to do. Behold, I give you power. I give you power over the enemy. I give you power over what's happening in your life. I give you power over what they said about it. I give you power. I give you power. And you're giving up the power when you're frantic and frustrated and you allow your emotions to control your decisions. I cannot afford to call an emotional leader because you're gonna have to preach for me on the day of Pentecost, because you're gonna have to spread the word into cities that don't believe in you, because ultimately you will be crucified upside down. And I need to know when I commission you to go that come hell or high water, you will hold fast to your profession of faith. And don't panic, the storm was just a test in a controlled environment to prepare you for what I'm about to do in your life. Who am I talking to? I'm preaching to somebody. The Holy Ghost said, be steady in the storm. Don't back up. Don't give in. Don't faint. Don't collapse. You may have to get on the walkie-talkie. You might not know the right language. You might not use the right word, but survival is the ultimate goal. Be steady in the storm. I don't know what you call it, but I'm, hello, 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 can you hear me? If I'm preaching to you, shout in this house. Almost every day of my life, I got people telling me what all went wrong. Very, very seldom do they call me to tell me what went right. They always call me to tell me what went wrong. And so a constant bombarding with, we got a problem, we don't have this resolve, we don't have that resolve, we don't have the other resolve. After a while, it feels like a tsunami coming from every direction. And when they get a moment with you, they quickly get to what's wrong. Because I don't get to talk to you often, so let me get right to it. Like you're not even human. They don't even ask me, how am I? Are you having a good day today? Is this a good time to have a conversation? Let me tell you what I need. Let me tell you what I need. Let me tell you what it takes. Let me tell you what's going on. Let me tell you this. And what I learned is that I cannot react to their stimuli. I have to keep a steady head so that I can make a calm, calculated, accurate decision. And I can't make an accurate decision off of one person's opinion. Because every time I made a decision off of one person's opinion, I had to go back and fix it because I found out they didn't tell me everything. So my word as a leader is to be sober and be vigilant. For your enemy goeth about as a roaring lion. Watch this. Seeking whom he may. If he's seeking whom he may devour, that means there's somebody he can't devour. I want to be the guy he can't devour. I want to be the guy who makes it to the other side. I want to be the guy who crosses over because I got an assignment waiting on me. Let me show you one more thing. In front of every major move of God, there will always be some sort of storm, some sort of challenge, some sort of test. When you run into your Goliath, you have come into your kingdom. David needed Goliath. Goliath announced you have arrived. Goliath is not there to kill you. Goliath is there to introduce you. Until Goliath comes, oh, I feel like preaching now. Until Goliath comes, David is just a shepherd boy. But Goliath put David's talents on full display. Goliath separated David from the other shepherd boy. Goliath put him in a class all by himself. If anything at all, David should have paid Goliath because the king wouldn't have paid David no attention if it wasn't for the Goliath he fought. The reason you're fighting what you're fighting right now is that God's creating a stage for his anointing to rest on. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? This storm is out here in the first place is that Jesus is bringing the gospel to the Gentiles. This is huge, and the storm is trying to stop it. And the greater the storm, the greater the assignment. If God trusts you with that level of trouble, you gotta be somebody. You gotta be somebody. You gotta be somebody. The storm didn't fall on nobody except somebody. The storm didn't fall on nobody. It only fell on somebody. And if the storm is in your life right now, guess what? You somebody. Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? Somebody shout, I am somebody. I know I'm somebody. Not because of my degrees, not because of my accomplishment, not because of my money, but because of the storm that has come in my life. The devil wouldn't attack me if I weren't somebody. Shout yes. Shout yes again. Shout yes. Whoever I'm preaching to, you're about to step into something. You're about to come into another dimension. You're about to come into another realm of the spirit. And the reason all hell is broken loose, this is Satan's last attempt to stop you from landing on dry ground, but the devil is a lie. I'm gonna be steady. Hallelujah. 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 This young lady sang, everybody loves to hear you when you come out. But when you're in, don't nobody want to hear you. When you're in pain, don't nobody want to hear you. When you're struggling in your faith, don't nobody want to hear you. But you're just paying your dues. This is a toll bridge. You have to pay to make it to the other side. Y'all don't understand what a toll bridge is. It means it costs you something to get to the other side. And once you paid the price, you ain't gonna let nobody take your prize away from you. I need 30 seconds of crazy, spontaneous, Holy Ghost, supernatural praise in this house. Praising, 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 praising like you a king.